Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. Good to have you with us here for the second part of the Mark Steiner Show. This is something I'm really excited about, having these folks in my studio right now. We've been meaning to do the show for a long time. It's finally happening. It won't be the last. We're going to go back and visit them. Two of my favorite subjects as a former amateur boxer and as a man who reads books every day of his life. We're talking about hooks before books. And that voice is Marvin McDowell, who's founder, president, and executive director of Umar Boxing. Welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, good to be here. You don't know how long I've been trying to get on this show.
I know, brother, but you're here.
Yeah.
And you brought many good people with you.
Yeah.
You have with us in the studio, let me get this list here right here. We have Dante Baytop down there at the end. Zaria Curry.
Mm-hmm.
Over there. We have Ronnie Boodoo. Right Hello. There. We have Jasmine Garland right
yeah,
there.
Jazz.
And Nigel Stevenson right there.
How you doing?
All right. Shepperson.
Shepperson.
Yeah. Shepperson. Good to have you all in the studio. So, Marvin, let's start off. Just talk to us a bit about Umar Boxing and what you created and a bit about this whole No Hooks Before Books.
Yeah, well, I'm a former boxer myself. I was inducted into the Maryland Boxing Hall of Fame in 1996. And I wanted to help the kids like I was helped, you know, back in the day. But I wanted to be a little different. I want to put a little different spin on it, right? And I developed Umar Boxing and Youth Development, No Hooks Before Books. Whereas we use the boxing to draw the kids in. Once we get the kids in, education is mandatory. So we have certified Baltimore City School educators that work with the kids in math, reading, and writing. And we also have a dynamite boxing program. Dynamite.
So how many years have you been doing this?
Going on 19 years.
And so when you started this, you just started it? I mean, you just said, I'm doing this and that?
You know, I'm a barber by trade. And,
okay.
You know, everybody comes to the barbershop.
Right, that's the
place.
Know,
so
right.
I was talking about a vision that I had. You know, as far as starting my own boxing program, but not being like any other program. So someone came in that knew how to do the Articles of Incorporation, somebody knew how to do the 501c3, and someone knew how to do proposals. So everything started right where I was. And, you know, the rest is history.
You still barbering?
Yeah, I still barber.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So let me introduce the folks here. You know your players. So why don't
where do you want to start? Nigel, right here.
Nigel. You
know,
she's one of our older kids. You know, she's educated. She's a product of Umar Boxing, No Hooks Before Books. And we have Dante Baytop. That's one of my champions. Golden Glove champ.
Really?
Junior Olympic champ.
All right.
We have Ronnie Boodoo. That's our fitness trainer.
Right.
You know, he gets the kids in shape, you know, get their drinks together, you know, get protein.
Yeah.
And we have Zoria Zbest Carey. She's a Golden Glove champ.
Really?
Junior Olympic champ.
Wow.
Regional Junior Olympic champ.
Wow.
And 2013 National PAL champ.
Police Athletic League.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Girls bad.
Mm.
And we have Jasmine Garland. She's the Junior Olympic champ. She's the state Junior Olympic champ and the regional Junior Olympic champ.
You're doing all right.
Yeah.
Really good. So tell me, let me just start with the ladies in the house. Because boxing and women is something relatively new. It's always kind of, people hope it's a man's game. But that's been changing over the years. So talk about what drew you all to boxing. Why did you come into boxing? What brought you there?
Boxing is kind of popular in my family. My uncle's boxed in the Navy. My mom's uncle is Hurricane Carter.
Get out.
So
I interviewed him three times.
Yeah.
Reuben Hurricane Carter.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm from Patterson, New Jersey, where he's from. I've always wanted to box. When I moved to Baltimore, I've actually met Mr. Marvin's nephew, who boxed since he was younger. And he was like, come in. And I came in, and I was stuck ever since. It's like a family. I love these girls. They actually can beat me up. So it gives me the motivation to come every day because I am the oldest in the gym. So, yeah.
So let's talk about these girls who are so bad over here to my right. You should start.
Go ahead.
Just jump in. You're not shy in the ring. Don't be shy on the radio now.
For
come
real.
On.
my uncle, he got me started in it. And at first I didn't want to do it, but it's fun. Like, I like doing it. It's a lot of work, but at the end of the day, you get something good out of it.
What do you get out of it? It's good at the end of the day.
You get different opportunities, like to travel, and you get to meet new people, and people, you get to build bonds with people and see different things.
She gets to sleep well at night, too.
Because you put her through some work, don't you?
Yeah.
Najah.
No,
I apologize. Go ahead, Jack.
Okay. What got me into boxing was my best friend, which is Zaria.
Well, you two are...
Yeah.
Okay.
She was going to... We was both going to the same school. Then when I went to her gym, I was like, should I do this or should I not? Because I was scared at first, but then I was tough at the same time. I still am. But, yeah.
If you're not scared when you walk into a ring, then something's wrong with you.
But I wanted to try something new, and I know that it will benefit my future. So I did it anyway, and it is so fun. Like, I will never stop this sport.
That's really, that you should never, you don't have to stop. You don't have to end up getting in the ring of somebody when you're 50, but you continue to work out.
Yeah.
As I would say, we're going to go down. Dante, where are you? There you are.
I started boxing when my cousin Zoria was boxing first and her little brother, and I wanted to box too, so my uncle put me in it, and ever since then, it's been my favorite sport.
You go to city?
Yeah.
All right. So I think I want to explore something here with you all just about just the nature of boxing, what it does, because, you know, I said to somebody here the other day at the station that being bad isn't bad on the street, is kind of shallow.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't last. But
yeah.
Being tough, it runs deep and lasts a lifetime.
Right.
There's a big difference between being bad and being tough.
That's right. That's right.
And so I'm going to talk about philosophically for you what boxing means, you think, for young people to be in. Because, you know, it doesn't mean you're going to go out in the corner and go, boom. Yeah. It means the opposite, really.
But see, here's the thing. Boxing is one of the most humbling sports there.
Amen.
You know, because it shows you that you're not as tough as you think you are. You can't fight as good as you think you can fight. And I'm saying you have to learn this. You know, you play baseball, you play basketball, you play football, you can't play boxing. You got to do boxing, man, you know, for real. You know, and Ronnie, he helps the kids out with the fitness. And LeBron,
what do you do? Tell me how you work the kids out. What do you do?
One of the things that I find I was lacking is focus in almost all aspects of life, focus on nutrition and really keeping the body healthy. So I focus more on the fitness and conditioning that includes diet, because people may see the running, they see the hitting the speed bags, the heavy bags, shadow boxing, the sparring, but don't tend to downplay the foods that go into the body to help them have that kind of energy to do that.
So what do you do? So what do you?
So I educate Jasmine and the other kids and athletes. Jasmine is one of my prodigies. She's the one that's actually really 100% into the stuff. She juices. She drinks a lot of vegetable juice and things like that, which introduces micronutrients into the body. And that allows her to exert a lot more energy and intensity to be a champion.
But what about the notion, I mean, this from back in the day anyway, maybe it's changed, that proteins and carbs are really important to...
Those are
to take in.
Yeah, those are important, but there must also be a balance.
Right.
Too much protein can damage your body,
yeah.
And too much carbs, if you don't burn it all off, turn it into fats.
Get fat.
Fat cells. Yeah. So,
right. Oh, that can definitely do that.
So those are things that we try to educate the starting young, and as they grow up, my goal is that it will become a lifestyle. Not just a diet or a fad, something that it becomes part of their lives.
So one of the questions I want to ask before I go back to the hooks and books part and what you try to do here, Marvin McDowell, is the question came in here, how do they feel when they're in the ring? Can you all describe, for listeners who don't know what it's like to be inside the ring, what that feels like?
Well, me being an ex-boxer.
Go ahead.
You know, you have so many different feelings, you know. Fear's there.
Yes.
At first. you know. But after the first punch is thrown, or after you get touched the first time, it's on,
right?
You know, and
sometimes
it really
sometimes getting touched and hit makes you feel stronger.
That's right. That's right. Because you got to get it back,
right?
You know, and you know it. It's at times it's hard to explain, but it, you know, you get that rush, that adrenaline is flowing. You ain't gonna let nobody inflict their will on you, but you want to inflict your will on them. So you know it balances out, you know, and it really sets your mind in a different stage where, you know, you start getting confident, you start feeling good about yourself, and if you take those same characteristics in life, you got an awesome person.
How would you respond to that question, Nadja?
Well, I haven't had my first fight yet. I've been boxing for about a year and a half. But with Ronnie and Mr. Marvin helping me out, conditioning and nutrition, I have sparred Zaria. And it's definitely something that was interesting. because she moves pretty quick. And because I'm the oldest one, I had fear because I didn't want to just come in there expecting that I was going to beat her because I was older or because I was taller. It's all about who has more conditioning. So you do have that fear when you go into the ring.
Skill.
Yeah, you have to have the skill and you have to have the patience.
Right.
And you can't, Mr. Marvin used to always tell me in time, I'll let you know when you're ready to fight. And because I used to walk in the door like, I can fight, I can do this. And then my first time in the ring, I was like tired and drained. And I'm like, I'm done with this. I need this, you know, finish working and training and doing exactly what he says. So it's an awesome experience.
So let me turn over to the other three folks here and start with Zaria and Jasmine. I mean, how it feels to you, Zaria, when you're in, what's it like to be inside for you? I mean, I can see, let me just describe, people can't see the folks in this room. Mm-hmm. All the young people in this room have really nice, kind, sweet faces. No, really, they do, right? They really have very gentle faces.
But it changes, though.
Well, yeah, right.
Yeah, it does.
Zaria?
Well, for me, I got a lot of adrenaline, and it just feel weird. And I get nervous. And then it's like after you step in the ring and you start boxing, it calms down. Like you don't feel it no more. And you feel real confident. And you can like move better instead of being nervous and jumpy and jumping around and stuff.
Jasmine, how would you describe?
It's a lot on me.
That's a nervous one there.
I stay nervous, but there are times where I don't show it. But when it comes to sparring or fighting, I can get very nervous. Like, I make up any excuse not to get in the ring. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I still get in the ring. And then after I get in the ring, I'll be nervous. But if you hit me, I'm ready to hit you back. So it's like, after I'm done doing all of that, I feel so much better.
Before I turn to Dante, I'm just curious as women, because people are curious about this. I mean, what's it like, I mean, for a woman to box? Do you know what I'm saying? Because we think of women in a certain way, at least society does. Yeah. And so how does it, you know, as a woman boxing?
Me as a woman being older in my 20s, it's definitely different on my body. I'm not as fast as I was. But everybody has this perception when I tell them that I box. You're a girl, you know, you look like, even you said, you have a sweet face, you look young. But I think in today's generation, women are able to do anything.
Amen.
And right. That just makes us stronger to be able to hold ourselves down. And a lot of the men in the gym look up to us because the fact that we're doing the same conditioning that they're doing. So it all depends on what type of person you are, but I think it's very good for women and young women to be.
In fact, they're more dedicated than some of the guys.
Yeah, definitely.
And just to add to that a little bit, sometimes when the women or the girls start coming in, it gets hard. They try to pull the girl card. And with me, I try to reprogram the mind and say, hey, you're here, you're an athlete now. You're no longer a girl. There are no girls or boys in here. You're an athlete, so you're going to train like an athlete.
Yeah.
And once that's instilled in their minds, then you see progression.
Zaria, Jasmine, do you want to add to any of that?
When we're in the boxing gym, they treat us like the boys. Like, we all train the same. And they they don't treat us any different. It's the same with everybody. It's nothing really different with us.
So let me go back to Dante Baytop. Dante on the table there. We haven't heard from you in a couple minutes, Dante. And it's a great boxing name, by the way. Dante Baytop's a good name to get in the ring with. So talk a bit about you. I mean, how has it kind of changed you? I mean, what does it do for you kind of emotionally, and I'll even say intellectually, to box?
It helps me with my anger management.
Right?
Yeah. And
that's it. People, that's almost an oxymoron. People don't have a hard time dealing because they think of boxing as anger. What do you mean by that?
I mean, I have anger issues, and it helps me release some of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a way to keep me out of trouble in school. Because if I'm in school and somebody comes to me wrong, my first option is to hit them or walk away. Before boxing, I would have decided to hit them. And now that I box, I know how to cope with those things. That's it.
Okay, that's cool. That's fine. So Marvin, I think that this is really important. We used to have a lot of boxing programs in Baltimore.
Right.
They're really kind of depleted. They're not out there like they were.
Well, it's like that because, you know, there are not really many experienced boxers, you know, that really put the time in. See, I started when I was 12 years old, and I stopped when I was like 29. So I'm saying all those years of training and experience and competing and everything, the knowledge that I have, you know, a lot of the guys that maybe run gyms now don't have it. You know, I'm like from the old school, you know.
Right.
Like a Jimmy McAllister, you know.
Well, old school to me in boxing is still the best school.
Yeah, because,
really,
you know,
the all round.
See, boxing haven't changed. It's just the attitudes changed.
Right.
You know, boxing is boxing 101 from now to the end, you know, but it's just the attitude that people bring to it, you know. And you know, it's just a great sport, and I would recommend it to anyone. You know, especially amateur boxing.
Right.
You know, a lot of people don't know that amateur boxing ranks 23rd as far as children's sports injuries.
23rd. Say that again.
Amateur boxing ranks 23rd
right.
as far as children's sports injuries.
Football and tennis and basketball are up in the top three.
Yeah, I'm saying if you start a football playoff and a box off at the same time, who do you think would have the most injuries at the end of the season?
Football.
That's right.
Well, because, I mean, when you're boxing, amateur, you're wearing headgear.
Right.
Right?
Right. You know, like with boxing, most of the equipment is made, you know, to resist. You know, like when you have the headgear, right, the headgear absorbs the shock. The gloves don't give off shock.
Right.
You know,
what ounce gloves are you wearing?
We wear, in training, we wear 14, 16, and 18 ounce.
Right.
But when you compete, you use 10 ounce and 12 ounce.
Jasmine uses a 32 ounce in training.
Yeah.
And she's the smallest.
Yeah.
So before we run out of time, I want to, because we're going to come down to Umar and do a story from Umar that we're going to present to the public. They can feel and see and hear what goes on there. And a very little doc will do with you all soon. And we're very excited about that. But listen, we need to get into boxing for Books Happening tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the reasons
you're here. That's right. We're having a fundraiser at the Union Wharf, and that's 915 South Wolf Street.
915 South, the Union Wharf, okay.
Right, and if you want to get any information, boxingforbooks.com, you can check it out.
What's going to happen tomorrow night?
Well, we're going to have some fun. We're going to have some boxing. There's been a documentary done on me and one of the kids in the program called Fighter by Nature. You know, we're going to show that. We're going to have a little boxing demonstration, and we're going to have a silent auction. And we're going to have food and fun. You know, this is really going to be nice. This is our fourth annual fundraiser. You know, it's different, and you're going to really enjoy it. And plus, you're helping the kids. These kids need a lot of help, and we try to do everything that we can do.
And what time is it again?
It's from 6:30 to 9:30. That's September the 18th, which is tomorrow. At the Union Wharf.
So this is not where the gym is.
No, because your gym is over on... The gym is on North Avenue.
Right, right.
But the place where we're doing is an apartment complex. You know, some of my board members are work for Bizzuto, and they build the buildings, and they let us do our fundraisers at the buildings and stuff.
Gotcha. So that's where you're going to be. Yeah. So, and the gym is where exactly?
The gym is 1217 West North Avenue. It's right at the corner of North and Drew Hill, right over top of the old post office.
Right, Drew Hill Post Office.
It's a pawn shop now, but we're right in the heart of the city, easy access. You can get a cab, hack, subway, light rail. You know, it's easy to get to. Bus.
Walk,
right there.
Run. Get an off run.
Yeah. Bike.
Is it fair to say that the four of you love what you do when you get there?
I love boxing.
So how does it affect your schoolwork, do you think?
Oh, I can answer that.
Oh, good. Go ahead.
I had trouble focusing and, you know, putting my everything into something. And I know school was important, but I didn't take it as seriously. So when I got into boxing, it taught me how to be focused and, like, you know, it's like committing to it, you know?
Yeah.
So when I said, if I could do that for boxing, I could do that for school. But then again, I couldn't, like, I had a lot of headaches and I have to wear glasses. So that was another reason. So I just said.
That's cool. Right.
So, but the thing is, it taught me how to be very focused. I knew that school was very important, but if you knew me back then, you would say I've grown a lot, because back then I was like, oh, it's just school. Yeah, I'm going to get through it. And now it's like, I got to take this seriously. I got to do what I got to do just to be successful.
No hooks before books.
Yeah.
Just to add to that, Mark, all three of them pretty much tied to me in a way. And the program, because of the academic program, Zoria was able to skip a grade. Was it fourth grade?
Really?
Yes, because the teachers helped her with her schoolwork, and she was able to move on.
That's because you have tutors at Umar.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, right.
The Jasmine made a complete turnaround in school as far as academics. Every teacher have seen it, and they rewarded her for it. Not only did she grow intellectually and start taking her work more seriously, she also shrunk physically and became a full-fledged athlete. Dante as well is highly intellectual. He doesn't always know it, but we're seeing some leaps and bounds right now with him as he calms down and he's showing it. His skill level has gone up in the ring, but his vocation and stuff in school has also gone up as well. It's a steady pace with him, but we observe and we see it.
Yeah, and we're really trying to erase that stereotype that they do have on boxing. It takes a good thinker to be a good boxer.
Right.
It's like playing chess. It's like in a war, you have a strategy. You know what I'm saying? It takes a thinking person to be a good boxer, and that's why No Hooks Before Books was developed for Umar.
And what you said is also really critically important. People got to realize it, and we have to take a break here and leave it here. But let me just say this: what we do, if we go over just for a second, is that you are right. I mean, when people look at Mike Tyson or Muhammad Ali or a number of people going to mention, people look at sometimes like Mike Tyson as not being that bright. Nuh-uh. He's a brilliant guy.
Yeah.
And you have to think, because it's a thinking person's game.
Right.
You got to be able to, not to be physically, reflexes to be fast. Your mind has to be working the whole time that you're inside the ring, and that helps discipline you to do other stuff. And we used to have this program for people learn boxing and chess at the same time, because they're related to me.
Right, that's
they're
right.
They're related.
That's right.
You know, they're very related. So my producer's saying we got to wrap it up, but I don't want to wrap it up. I'm going to stay here for another hour. Okay. Well, let me say, tomorrow night people should show up.
At the Union Wharf, 915 South Wolf Street, between the hours of 6:30 to 9:30. This is the Umar fundraiser.
Or they can come to the program, 1217 North Avenue.
West
North Avenue. And we can accept donations there as well.
So Marvin McDowell, founder, president, executive director of Umar Boxing. Ronnie Boudou, who is, no.
Yes, I'm a coach.
Boudou. He's a coach and also the health coach and the physical workout coach. Dondi Baytop, Zariah Curry, Jasmine Garland, Nyjah Shepherdson. Good to have all of you in the studio.
Thank you for having us.
Good to be here.
And looking forward to come down to Umar Boxing, check it out myself, and watch you all in the ring and work out. It's a pleasure to meet you all.
You too.
Pleasure.
Yeah. Take a brief break. We're going to talk about some homeless children in our city. Don't go away. Stay with us.
Come here, let me put it to you like this, sugar. Don't go changing. Out of face, man.